Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. Also this morning, we welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ and all who are joining us online and who have part in this meeting. We are still touched by the word which we heard last night, and we are grateful to God that He time and again speaks to us, and we are confident that He will also speak this morning to our hearts in a mighty way. Also this morning, I want to sing a song and a couple of choruses, giving Him the glory. We start with song number 35, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. 35. We also sing a couple of choruses, Yesterday, Today and Forever, number 4. Number 5, we'll give the glory to Jesus.
We'll give the glory to Jesus.
We will sing also chorus number 11. But then I ask that Brother Alfred Borg reads us the word of introduction. And I ask that Brother Müller from Austria comes to the front to pray with us. After the prayer, there will be a child dedication. And then please, the parents are coming to the front with their children. And after the child dedication, I ask Brother Jean-Claude to come to the front with the brethren and sisters to sing the Maranatha song. Afterward, in connection with a circular letter, number 11, isn't he one? I also would like to greet you this morning in the name of the Lord, and I wish you God's richest blessing. This morning we have gathered here to again have an experience with Jesus Christ, to hear His word, to believe it, and to experience Him. Before our brother comes to the front to pray with us, I would like to read a word for introduction from the book of Acts, chapter 4. Acts 4, the first part of verse 24, and then from 29. Acts chapter 4, verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, Thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth. Verse 29, And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed such, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Praise and thanks. This was at the beginning in Jerusalem. The church lifted up their voice with one accord to God when they heard what the Lord did through Peter and John. And they prayed, give thy servants, is this not our prayer this morning? May he give our brother strength to speak his word with boldness. And our wish and prayer is, stretch forth thine hand to heal. Let signs and wonders be done by the name of thy holy servant Jesus. Do we all want this again? As at the beginning, we are at the end now. And God confirmed this prayer. For he confirmed his presence by shaking the place where they were gathering. And the Holy Ghost was poured out upon each one who was present. Jesus Christ is the same also this morning. We are in full expectation this morning. We are gathered. May the Lord come to His right with all of us. It's my prayer. We stand up for prayer. Beloved Lord Jesus, we are so grateful to you for your wonderful grace and love and faithfulness which you once again are giving us. I thank you for last night's meeting, Lord. Our hearts are quickened, Lord. And we just want to ponder upon your word in our hearts. It's the seed. Let it grow. Let it become mature. May your name be glorified. It's your law that every seed brings forth after its own kind. How much more the true seed? I lay this service before you. Bless us from the riches of your grace. Give your servant boldness, and may you confirm thy word. We have heard it in thy word. When they were gathered in one accord, there came a rushing wind. Lord, we are longing for it, that it may happen for the glory of thy name. Bless every heart, and especially those who were dedicating their lives to the Lord, to you yesterday. Receive the praise and the adoration in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Let us sing Only Believe. And then the parents are coming to the front with their children. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, in reverence we are coming into your holy presence, and we thank you with all our hearts that you have blessed our precious brother, our precious sister. You bless them in such a mighty way. You have given them a Caroline, and we consecrate her unto you. They want that she is yours, that she is dedicated to you for time and for eternity. Even today you are saying, let the children come to me. And today you are taking them into your arms. Even today you are blessing them. Caroline, be God dedicated and be blessed. Blessed be the whole family. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, be God dedicated. In Jesus' name. Amen. We sing, we'll give the glory to Jesus. You may be seated. Amen. May the Lord God bless us together. We have, of course, visit from all over Europe, from Denmark up down to Italy, from Romania up to England, and we are grateful to God with all our hearts that we can still come together in peace. And also today I would like to thank our brothers who are ministering with the word, welcoming them, especially Brother George from Kinshasa. Kinshasa was the first city in all the country where everything started. And when I remember how the Lord was leading, and there's no other country on the face of the earth in which are so many believers. In no other country a stadium was filled with 24,000 people, but there it happened. God has given much grace. I was received there as someone who was sent by God. And it's always important whether somebody is sent, is also received, and accordingly are then the blessings. Brother George, be welcome in our midst.
Are you here? God bless you. S'il te plaît, dis un mot à notre assemblée ici, et pour les frères et sœurs. Ja? Nur ein Wort, wir möchten uns.
Just one word. We don't want to let our brother go just like that, without that he had the possibility to give greetings. May the Lord bless us richly. We are joined together with you and we are happy with you. And as we heard last night, we are not only having the grace to hear the voice of God, but to walk on the way. The Lord knows everything. The fight continues along this way. But we are expecting all these things. And we know it's not long anymore. Amen. Even in every language, one has to get used to the dialect which one speaks. We had received mighty phone calls. Yesterday, at the beginning, there was a bit of problem with the transmission, but afterward, it was good. We received calls from half of the world. The last call was from Melbourne, Australia. Then Brother Jason from Port Elizabeth phoned, one brother from Libreville, Angola. Then once again a brother, also from Moscow, says Brother Schmidt, from the Ivory Coast, once again from Abidjan, once again from Abidjan, once again from the DRC, then from Turin, and from Ottawa, Canada, and also from Romania. The Lord God really has taken care that His Word, is being carried into all the world. This day is a special day for me, a very special day. Today, 50 years ago, it was also a Sunday, I was in Jeffersonville, and it happened at my arrival on Friday, that I was told that Brother Branham went hunting, and he's not in the city. And for me, of course, who I was registering, this was at the moment, it was a bit difficult to understand this. But on that Sunday morning, when I then went to the service, something happened. A brother, I think it was Brother Higgerson, after the prayer of Brother Neville was brought before the throne of God, this brother, like shot from a pistol, with a full volume, he prophesied, "You, my son, Ewald Frank, don't be disappointed that you didn't meet the prophet yet, but you will meet him tomorrow." I, of course, was comforted. And then came the morning. And this was a great day, the greatest day in that period, when Brother Branham told me what the Lord said to me on the 2nd of April, telling me directly, "You misunderstood it. You were thinking there comes a earthly, a natural famine, and you stored in natural food. God will send a hunger to hear His word, and the food which you shall store in is the promised word for this time." And he said all the details, that God, according to His word, Amos 8 verse 11, would send a famine, and the spiritual food is in the sermons which are recorded on tapes. This he emphasized. And then, at the end, the hint came, "Wait with the giving out of the food until you got the rest of the food." You probably cannot imagine this, how I felt on the 2nd of April, the first time that I heard the mighty, audible voice. And then the waiting, and nothing happened. No famine came, no catastrophe came, but upon me such a trouble came. I didn't want to live anymore. I didn't want to preach anymore. I said, "Lord, You have spoken that a famine comes, and it didn't come. I cannot preach anymore." And then Ezra said, the flight into the USA, and then the answer which the Lord gave through the mouth of His servant and prophet. At the beginning of 1963, the whole article was written of my visit at Brother Branham's place in the German edition of The Voice of Healing. At that time, it was the More Light. All the details of the speaking of the Lord, of my visit at Brother Branham's place, of the famine which the Lord, our God, would send. I look back to 50 years in which God was gracious to preach His holy word. And I can refer to it. I can stand upon what Peter said at that time of the word of the Lord, that we are preaching His word. Here, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Not our word, but the everlasting word of God we preached as the divine gospel of Jesus Christ. And the second part of the divine commission was to give out the stored in food. And you really, you have to imagine once that 1966, not one single sermon of Brother Branham was printed yet, that it was Brother Frank in April 66, he called the brethren together in Jeffersonville. And he said, the sermons which were recorded on the tapes, they must be printed now so that we can translate them. That's how it started. That's how it started after the going home of our beloved brother. That's how the distribution started, the proclamation, the carrying out of the Word of God into all the world, based upon the one divine commission. And despite of all the circumstances, there were misunderstandings, slander. God, despite that, God has given grace. And as we all know, the word, the last message, the last call has reached the ends of the earth. And we are very close now to the return of the Lord. Very close. And as our brothers and sisters, together with Brother Jean-Claude, were singing, the Lord comes again. The Lord returns. He returns in our time. It's just tremendous. We will not go here into the end time events, but brothers and sisters, we see it on all levels. The perplexity among the nations. We see the natural catastrophes. We are looking to Israel upon the division of the country, as written in Joel chapter 4, in verse 2. Let me read this word so that all know that it's really written, that not only the people of Israel were brought back, but that the land of God would be divided, parted, and therefore the Lord would judge all those who have parted the land. Joel chapter 3, verse 2. I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel. Whom they have scattered among the nations and divided my land. Both happened. The scattering among all nations As our Lord has announced it also in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Luke 21, verse 24. Luke 21, verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. We can read on also all the other scriptures which speak of the gathering of the people of Israel. Also the place in the prophet Zechariah. Here, from chapter 2, Zechariah, chapter 2, here we read, Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 16.
Wird aber Judah als sein Erbteil auf dem heiligen Boden.
Verse 12, and the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. He will not gather his people in the USA, but in the land of promise, there he will receive them. And this we experienced already. And here we could read many scriptures to show us that we indeed, on all levels, and especially at the people of Israel, we may see it, that we are very close to the end, very close. Perhaps the scriptures from the prophet Ezekiel, just briefly, and then we will go into the word which refers to us, which affects the church, which refers to the calling out. Here in Ezekiel, chapter 12, Ezekiel, chapter 12, here we have it in verse 22 and 23. Ezekiel 12, verse 22 and 23. Son of man, what is that proverb that ye have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged, and every vision faileth? Such proverbs in Israel, the time for the fulfillment of your promise is delaying every day. Where is the fulfillment? And then, verse 23, tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. Amen. And the fulfillment of every vision. Not prolonging every day, but it's at hand. The time is at hand of the fulfillment of all prophecies. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be our God. He's watching. He's watching over His word to fulfill it. In verse 28, in the same chapter, therefore, say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, postponed anymore. But the word which I have spoken shall be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not one single word will return void to God. Every word which He has spoken must and will come to fulfillment. Now, one more place from Ezekiel 36, very well known to us. We were reading them yesterday. Today I just read verse 24 in Ezekiel 36, verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Just powerful that we may live in this time in which everything what God predicted, especially for Israel and for the church, comes to fulfillment. We are blessing Israel. And we also pray for all the nations who are surrounding Israel, who are blinded, who are possessed, and who want to destroy Israel. But the time comes where all the nations which remained after the last battle, they will go up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord God. And they will bring their sacrifices. The victory belongs to our God in Israel and also in the church. And He will take care for it. Of course, it takes a bit long. We all don't like it. On the other hand, we can be grateful that it takes so long and that the Lord is patiently with us. Just imagine, the Lord would have returned 47 years ago, or 20 years ago. Many, many of us would not be part of it yet. Just be grateful to God. We don't belong to them who say, oh, the promises are prolonging every day. No. We go to 2 Peter chapter 3. God is not slack with the fulfillment of His promise. He's watching over it, but He doesn't want that some of them perish who are called out, but that they all hear the last call and are coming to the knowledge of the truth by His grace. Now, one more thought, and to this, three scriptures from the Old Testament. To that, what we heard and looked at last night of our beloved Lord and Savior, who had to fulfill all the various tasks. Today, I would like to read you from the book of Revelation that the Lamb is the Lord of hosts. Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 17. And here it's written in verse 14. Revelation 17, verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. Here the prophet saw the Lord on the throne. Isaiah chapter 6. And in verse 2 it's written, and one cried unto another and said, verse 3, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The Lamb, the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah saw him. We are just grateful for the revelation of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And they have seen the Lord on the throne, all the cherubims, all the seraphims, and they are crying out, Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Now just one more verse from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Here we have, in the prophecy of the Old Testament, we have been told precisely who the Son is. He is Emmanuel, God with us. God manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, preached among the nations, received up into glory. Now, coming to that, what refers to us as the church, we are time and again emphasizing the calling out, the preparation, the separation. And let me say to this, three scriptures. Let me read to it, three scriptures from the prophet Jeremiah to show us how important it is to recognize the day and hour and to have part in that what God is doing right now. Jeremiah chapter 8. And here we read verse 7 and 8. Jeremiah 8, verse 7. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle, and the crane, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. In the nature, everything is in an order. No one needs to tell the swallow or the stork or the crane when the time has come to fly from here to there. All know precisely, and they're coming together in a very big number, and then they start. What is with the people of God? Here the people of God are shown as a people which has not known the order of God. Then verse 8, in Jeremiah 8, how do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly, in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. This is the big trouble. Possessing the Torah, the five books of Moses, possessing all the Psalms, possessing all the prophets, having all the Old Testament, and already at the time of Jesus, it were the scribes. The scribes who gave problems to our Lord on every step. The scribes, they thought to know the law. And whoever was already in Israel, he can testify of it. Even today, the men at the wailing wall, they are praying, bowing down, praying, and reading. And the veil is still upon their hearts and upon their eyes. And as Paul has written, only in Jesus Christ this veil can be taken away. And because they didn't receive Jesus Christ, therefore the veil remained upon them. And they missed the day of God's visitation. Our Lord, in Luke chapter 19, from verse 41, he had to say, he was weeping over Jerusalem. What has happened in our time? In all the seminars, in all the Bible schools, all of them, they have the Bible. They have the Old and the New Testament. But the teachers, the scribes, the true word, by their pen, by their interpretations, by their explanations, they just kept away from the people the truth. And no one in all the denominations has the revelation which God has given to us in this time. And if we read verse 9 in Jeremiah 8, verse 9, the wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? They've rejected the word in the original. And they counted their interpretations as valid. And here the Lord says, my word, they rejected. What kind of wisdom do they then still have at all? Their own wisdom. Brothers and sisters, back to the subject, the calling out, the separation, and the preparation. Also to this, we go to the book of Revelation. Now just briefly to chapter 17, and then also to chapter 18. And this we are doing in view that now the unification of all the religions take place, and especially the unification under Rome. And if one reads how all the denominations, Baptists, Methodists, Adventists, how they are whoring to be recognized by the Vatican. It's just unbelievable of what kind of things are going on in our time. And then for us, who we believe God's word, the calling out from Babylon, and out from the Babylonian captivity. There is a spiritual Babylonian captivity. And Martin Luther, he wrote about it in the time of Reformation. The breaking forth, the breaking out of the Babylonian captivity. And God, of course, gave revival after revival, up to the last revival after the Second World War. And so, when we look into the Holy Scriptures, Revelation 17, verse 5, we are, of course, told, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. It's a mother church. And all the other denominations are their daughters. And all are returning into the mother's bosom. Here one could read verse after verse. Also the last verse in chapter 17. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Berlin is not ruling over the earth. London also not. And Paris also not. There's only one city. But now, back to that, what affects us. Right in verse 1, in Revelation 18, it's written, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Verse 2, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And afterward, it's written, in verse 3, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And then it comes, the calling out. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, ye my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. So, brothers and sisters, in the time where all is uniting and where all the daughters are returning into the mother's bosom, this is the time. The time has come of the calling out. The time of the Babylonian captivity is over for us. We have returned to the word of God, which has gone forth from Mount Zion. And we are really happy that we found grace in the sight of God. That we may live in this time. And just be honest. How many are reading the book of Revelation? How many are reading the chapters which we are reading now? and are shaking their heads and don't know to do anything with it. We should be grateful, grateful for the prophetic ministry, grateful for the insight into the Word of God, into the plan of salvation of our God, into everything what the Lord has promised for us and for what He has ordained us. Then we have a special word in 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, where all those who don't believe the truth, they are ordained to believe the lie. It's just like that. That God lets not Himself be mocked. It's written, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, from verse 9. Even Him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Not as we heard it in the word of introduction, as at the beginning in the early church, there were true signs of the true God in the living church, where the Lord was stretching forth His arm, where He confirmed His word among His own. No, here it is about signs and wonders of lies. About signs and wonders of lies. Not about healings, not about miracles which God is doing. No, here it's about deception. Here it's about lies. And all of mankind is falling for it. Then we read in verse 10, and with all unrighteous deception in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Here we have a very special word. All who don't believe the truth now of the Word of God, all who don't believe the revealed Word of God, and all who don't receive it, they are ordained, they are damned to believe the lie. They are ordained. This is God's holy word. Let us read the second part of verse 10 again. Because they received not the love of the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is God's word. Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11. And for this cause, because they received not the love of the truth, out of this reason, God has put the truth upon the lampstand. God has sent His prophet. God has kept His word. God has revealed everything to us, what belongs to the plan of salvation. And whoever does not believe now, he makes God a liar. And he judged himself. And he will hear it at the day of judgment. So, out of this cause, there must be a cause why God has to do what He is doing. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That they should believe a lie. Here's the difference to the calling out separated church of the firstborn, who we have the grace to recognize the truth of the word, to believe it. And by the truth of the word, we are delivered from all error. God has put us under his influence, and through his word, he is influencing us. Today, we will thank God for it, that he has given us the grace to believe, as the scripture says it, to believe what the scripture says, and to get it revealed, and to let it be written into our hearts by the Spirit of God. This is the true revelation of the true word of our God, which was given to us. So, out from all Babylonian captivity, in all churches in, which exists in all denominations, we have been called out according to the word 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 14, ye my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. The actual highlight of the circular letter has two special subjects. The one subject is the love of God, which was poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The second, really, it's the revelation that the return of Jesus Christ is very close at hand. And to this just belongs that no one of us says, as we read, no one of us says, oh, the days are prolonging, everything, nothing is happening. And then the Lord gives us the answer. I am watching over my word. There will be no delay anymore. Everything what I have said will come to pass. God took care for everything. And he has ordained day and hour for everything. Because thus it is written, when the time was fulfilled, then it happened. The same it is now. God has sent his prophet. For me, the 47 years which passed since 1965, also these years were not easy for me. And also today not. Or the 50 years to which I look back, they were not easy for me. But one thing remained for me, the absolute, the certainty that God will finish his work. Just as he completed his work of creation, so also he will finish his work of redemption. Important is not the time. Important is that we have part in it. Important is that we make use of these hours, that we take them from the hand of God as our preparation, knowing that we are coming together under the sound of the word to be corrected, to be admonished, and to be brought in line with the word, and to be healed, and to thank God every time anew, and to have a new experience with him. Of us, it cannot be said, the stork knows his time, and you don't know it. We may say, as God in the natural creation has put everything into an order, so also in the supernatural way he has put in the new creation everything in a wonderful order. And if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. He has become partakers of the divine nature, and he has the nature of Jesus Christ in themselves. 1 Corinthians 13, there the divine love is emphasized. And everything will cease, all the gifts. But they remain until the Lord returns. Only when he returns, then everything will cease. Up to then, God will be at work in a mighty way. And the best is yet to come. The finishing will be the most wonderful. And then the Lord will rest, because then all the enemies have become the footstool, will have become his footstool. And we will be with our Lord all times. Then we have in Romans, also in chapter 12 and 13, we have the love of God described in a very wonderful way, into all the details of our personal life. It's described in which this love must be manifested. Romans 12, verse 9 and 10. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. With a full heart, not slothful in business. And then comes the listing. What the love of God can work in us, and what it must work, so that everything comes to the point as God wants it. Verse 2, Romans 12, verse 2, we have the admonition. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you believe that this is possible? That God can give us a discernment so that we really experience the renewing, and also taking the bath in the Word, that really not one single interpretation can be heard amongst us, but that the Word of God is believed as it was written down and being written down into our hearts. I just say this with great pain of what kind of things, of interpretations, are going on within the message. It really cries up to heaven, especially about Revelation 10, and especially about the seven thunders. Some things I have heard on and on. There, I was reading an article of 25 pages The seven thunders will be seven special men who will step upon the face of the earth. And what kind of things are written there? It's just, it's such a pain. And then referring on one hand to God's word, and then referring to Brother Branham, and it's time and again fulfilled. The pen, the pen of lies, these interpretations are nothing but lies. These interpretations, they really made it, and one really has to say it, where there is no promise, there is no fulfillment. And then these are the people who say, Brother Frank is correcting the prophet. Brother Frank is not correcting the prophet. I'm not worthy to lose his shoes and to wash his feet. But Brother Frank must return to the Word of God. He must. This is a holy must. And for me, Revelation 10 remains Revelation 10. And then Brother Frank goes back to what Brother Branham said, that the church is finished with Revelation 3, and then she's been taken up into glory, and she only returns in chapter 19. We don't want to go here into details. For me, it's just a pain. 50 years, and also 47 years. It's, of course, a long time. And I've consecrated my life, and I lived my life for one purpose, namely, to carry on the divine message, and this into all the world. And now, when if I would just look on the result outwardly, then one could ask, what did the word accomplish? But to this, it can be said, as we read it, all who do not love the truth, all those who don't love the truth, they will interpret everything. This is what the scripture says, and that what Brother Branham said. And we have the love for the truth, we neither interpret the one nor the other. For us, everything is in a wonderful divine harmony, set in a wonderful order. And brothers and sisters, this is actually the greatest gift which God could have given us. And now the word from Peter. This word we all know. Where two destinations are described. The one as well as the other. 1 Peter, chapter 2. And with this we want to summarize everything. The last verse in chapter 1. This verse we read. The word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. To this I can say amen. And all of us, we can say amen to it. We do not have one single interpretation. We didn't present one strange teaching. Why? because we have the love for the truth. We received it from God. We don't want to hear what he says or he says. I'm not interested in it at all, what people are saying. And when I read articles, what is very seldom, that just to get a better picture of what the enemy is doing among the people, not to believe what these people are saying or writing. Here in 1 Peter chapter 2, we are told from verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 2, perhaps for the connection's sake, we have to read from verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2, from verse 5. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. This is our wish. This is our prayer. Lord, let it become like this. And now the man of God comes back to the scripture in verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Also here we have to say, we are preaching not the prophet, we are preaching Jesus Christ. And we place the prophetic ministry according to the divine plan of salvation. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts. And then, in verse 7, unto you therefore, who trust, he is precious. But unto the unbelievers, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is made the chief cornerstone. He who rejects him goes astray. He who receives him, he who believes on him, is of a sound mind and in his heart and in everything what is being done. The builders, this precious cornerstone, they rejected it at that time and also now. Then in verse 8, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. And then comes the statement, whereunto also they were appointed. There is a predestination which is from God, which happened before the foundation of the world, that all who are part of the bright church of the Lamb, their names were written into the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. They are predestinated from God in the plan of salvation. And then also, all who resist the truth, who believe the lie, who have rejected the chief cornerstone, they, according to their own destination, because they reject the truth, because they don't receive the word of God, because they are not obedient to the word, then they are ordained to believe the lie. And therefore, God sends them strong delusion. This word is all who are referring to Brother Branham, all who are referring to Brother Branham. Everything is misunderstood. Everything is misinterpreted. And if we can believe this word fully, then they are in unbelief. They are unbelieving God's word. They are disobedient to God. As we said many times, with unbelief and disobedience, God can do absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Therefore, we who we believe, to us, it's a precious cornerstone. It has become our foundation. And as written in Zechariah 4, the cornerstone is also the capstone. Our Lord is Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. He started and He will finish. And by grace, we may have part in this completion. Let us say it once again in closing. Blessed is he who can believe now, as the scripture says. Blessed is he who doesn't strive with God or with himself, saying, why does it take so long? Why is it this way or that way? We were reading it. God himself said, what is this kind of proverb in your midst? Everything remains as it is. And then the Lord says, no, this is the time of the fulfillment of all prophecies. It has become, it's at hand. And we can say it, as close as it is now, it was never before. And we are just grateful with all our hearts that we may live now, that we have absolutely no resistance. We can just believe with all our hearts that God has fulfilled the promise. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, confirmed by our Lord in Matthew 17, verse 11, confirmed by our Lord in Mark chapter 9, verse 12. And in our time, it has come to fulfillment. And the ever faithful God, 1955, I was 21. And among all the thousands who were gathered there, there was one whose heart was burning. There was one whose heart was burning. That word addressed him. From the first day on, I knew. From the first meeting on, I knew. This is a man sent from God. And then all the other times where I could be with this man of God, up to the experience 50 years ago. You cannot imagine this, what it meant for me. This man sits opposite of me, and Softman and Woods are also sitting opposite each other. And he repeats, I looked carefully. His right eye went closed a bit, not fully. And I really noticed the presence of God, the presence of God. And in that moment, where he saw a vision, And this in the name of the Lord. He could say it in the name of the Lord. What he had said. It was a presence of God. I could not ask anything anymore. I could not say anything anymore. He started and he finished talking, speaking. Namely that, what he had to say to me by the commission of God. Let us say it very clearly. The Lord God has given grace. He has taken his prophet, but the prophetic message was left to us. And as my beloved brother Kupfer always says, Brother Frank, whatever you preached, whatever you have written, it remained. You never had to correct yourselves. You never had to correct anything. Everything remained as God wanted it to be. And then the second statement of Brother Kupfer is, love cannot be learned. Love must be here. Love must be manifested. And the love toward the Word, we cannot take it from ourselves. It must be laid into our hearts. And then the connection is just here. Brothers and sisters, this is our last meeting, our last international meeting in this year. And we are looking back to a mighty year. God has done great things. God has taken care for everything. And today, we will thank Him for it. That there is no resistance, no resisting in us. But that God has pardoned us in such a way that we can believe everything as the Scripture has said it. And that we got it revealed by His Word. And that we can place it. And that's what it's all about. And the spiritual food which the Lord left to us is now being given out. As Brother Branham said, wait until you got the rest of it. Then comes the time of giving out. And this time has come. And we have given it out. The Lord has sent a hunger. He has taken care that His Word has become our food. As our Lord said Himself, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me. And exactly this is also our food, that we now believe with all our hearts and that we do the will of God with all our hearts. As we read in Romans 12, verse 2, the good, the perfect will of God. In us there's no rebellion, there's no opposition. In us there's gratefulness, thankfulness. And this thankfulness we will now express, thanking the Lord God together with all our hearts for the great privilege which He has given to us. And all of you who you are coming from near and far, from east and west, from south and north, you are not coming in vain. It's really, these are hours in the presence of God, of teaching. And I'm convinced that God reveals everything to every individual, makes it clear to you, introducing you into His Word, into His will, and that you have an inner agreement to it, and that that we don't belong to those who resist and who are then ordained to believe the lie. We are ordained to believe God, to believe the Word, to believe the truth. We, thanks be to God, we are on the side of God. And we have the predestination which was ordained for us before the foundation of the world. This predestination we answered with a yes. We accepted it. We received it. That what God gives us, we have to receive and accept it. And then every word of God will be written into our hearts by the Spirit of God. And then we are in love with God. We are joined in the love of God with one another. To Him, the Almighty God, who has revealed Himself in our time as the Living One, and who will continue to manifest Himself. To Him be the praise and the glory, also for this day, and for that, what has happened today. There will be fruit for eternity. To our Lord be the glory. Be blessed, all of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Don't forget it. We have been taken out from the Babylonian captivity. We have been called out. We have been called out. We have returned to Mount Zion, to the original, to the Word, which has come forth from Mount Zion and from Jerusalem. No mixing, no interpretation, only the original Word, the original blessings, as we heard it in the word of introduction. By the grace of God, these things will happen. To our Lord be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us pray. I don't know whether our brethren from the Russian language have a song. Do you have a song in the Russian language? If not, then we just ask the two sisters. It almost belongs to it every time that they sing us a song. But all who would like to sing a song, give us a piece of paper here, and we will see whether it can be made. To our God be the glory. Let us sing "Just As I Am." Und rein,
so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. Wenn eins entschwindet diese Zeit und irdische Reiche hier vergehen, wenn Menschen, die nie beten wollten, zu Berg und Fels um Hilfe flehen, dann bleibt die Liebe Gottes stehen, so grenzenlos und rein. Erlösungsgnade für den Sünder wird stets der Heiligen Lied sein. O liebe Gott, es reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. Wenn wir das Meer mit Tinte füllten und wär der Himmel Pergament, wenn jeder Halm wär eine Feder, so dass man da mitschreiben könnt, die Liebe Gottes aufzuschreiben, das weite Meer verzehrt. Wir könnten Bücher alles fassen, wär noch so groß ihr Wert. O liebe Gott, es reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. O liebe Gott, es reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein.
Amen. This is our song. Hallelujah. We will thank the Lord together. I ask Brother Schmidt that he comes, that he prays with us, and that you bring all your requests, whatever it might be, that you bring it to the Lord by faith, and receiving the answer by faith. For God is a God of His Word. He keeps what He promises. Please, Brother Schmidt. Lord God, we are looking up to You and we say thank You from the bottom of our hearts for the grace and faithfulness which You bestowed upon us. Lord of heaven, You have carried us up to this point, giving us grace to hear Your word. Lord, thank You that you also have given grace to receive your word. And if possible, also to live it out. We thank you that you helped us, each one of us, up to this day. Thank you. Lord in heaven, also today, we've heard it as yesterday. You are doing it. You are writing it down on the tablets of our hearts. You are engraving it. Give grace that we give you praise for all the faithfulness, for the truthfulness. We thank you that you have given us grace to believe your word, not to follow any interpretations or explanations, whatever it might be. You alone, you have stood and you are still standing to your word. We thank you that you have laid it into every heart, young and old, great and little, Lord. We thank you, as we heard it, this is the last meeting in this year that we are coming internationally together. But Lord in heaven, with you all things are possible. We are trusting you. We are trusting your word. And we believe your promises, for they will be fulfilled. Thank you. Thank you for everything in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please keep us. Keep everyone who are looking up to you. Keep all who have put their trust in you. Keep all them who believe your word. And those who hope in you, they will not be put to shame. My God, thank you. You are still the same. Be with us, with all your people, all over the earth. Also those who are joining us online, bless. We want to give you glory and want to praise you, exalting your name together, for your return is near. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy. Raise your hands, Thou art worthy. Marching on together with us and in us and through us. We are ordained to be carriers of the word and of the promises. Now, we really want to give you greetings addressed to all who have come from near and far, whether via plane, whether by car, whatever. May the Lord God bless you. From the Czech Republic, from Hungary, from Slovakia, from Romania, 1,700 kilometers. Brother and Sister Trapani, probably 1,400 kilometers from Italy. We are truly coming from near and far. You from Austria, Switzerland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, from all over. The Lord God, He has sent a famine, a hunger into us. And we are truly living in a special time. Rejoice together with me that 50 years ago there was a 1st and 2nd and 3rd December. Just wonderful how God was leading everything. Grateful what happened since then on the face of the earth. May God bless Brother John and all in Bucharest, in all of Romania. God used, and God used our brother. May God bless our brother from Hungary. And for the first time, we have about 4 reports from Portugal. God's Spirit is at work all over, and the last ones are being called out. Just grateful. Go from this place with a grateful heart. Never say again, oh, days are passing, prolonging, months, years are going and coming, and nothing is happening. Many things happened already, and greater things the Lord will do, for the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the first house. So, we can just say thank you. Thank you to all brothers who are translating. He who speaks more languages, he knows exactly how difficult it is to translate and then simultaneously to pass it on what is being said here. Some are marveling that I don't preach anymore how it was 20 years ago. I have to take care for the translators. They have to understand everything clearly to translate it properly. But then the trouble in the languages to find the right word. Just one example. It's still 3 minutes to 12. Brother Branham, a whole sermon he was preaching about the birthright. And the word birthright, it's not at all in the English language. In our language it says firstborn right. Firstborn, the right of the firstborn. And we can just be grateful. We can be grateful that the Spirit of God was leading us into all the truth. Our God is a faithful God. And you, brothers and sisters, all of you, who you cannot speak the German language, may God bless you in particular for your patience, which you have with us. And I'm always asking that songs and choruses are being sung here, which are known in all languages, which all can sing in their own language. As the last song which the two sisters were singing, in all languages, it's known in all languages. So, all who will sing here, please choose a song which is known worldwide among the people of God. If we don't understand the words in Russian, we nevertheless tune in because we know the text in other languages. Right at the end, we need the divine harmony in all things, in singing, in playing, musicians, in hearing the word, in prayer, in everything. And this divine harmony, this the Lord has given us. Let us once again thank Him. Precious Lord, you ever faithful God. What we are experiencing today is a divine reality. And we thank you with all our hearts for it. You are present. Stretch forth thine hand. Confirm thy word in our midst. Let signs and wonders happen. We thank you for the revelation of thy word. We thank you that you are watching over your word, that you are never coming too late, never you are coming too late, also in our time not. We thank you. Bless all our brothers and sisters. Bless us all. Bless worldwide. Bless in Mongolia. Bless in China. Bless in New Zealand, Australia, USA, Canada, in all people's tongues, in all of South America, in all of South and North Africa, on all of the continent. Bless also our brethren in Ethiopia. Bless all over. Bless, precious Lord. And to you, the Almighty God, we say thanks. Lord, we are feeling your presence. We are feeling your presence. Your Spirit is in our midst. Your Spirit has spoken to us, has made the word alive, and has written it into our hearts. Beloved Lord, we may walk our ways happily. And we thank you once again that you have spoken to our hearts and that we understood and that we may believe. Beloved Lord, so many things are in my heart. I just thank you. Thank you for all brothers and sisters who are coming from near and far so that all the world can see that here are not empty chairs and four walls, but that your people are coming together to hear your word. Dear Lord, bless us all and be with us. We thank you once again for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. And all the people say it. And all the people say, Amen. We give you greetings, greetings to all, especially to you in Austria and in Switzerland. Be blessed, all of you, from all peoples, tongues, and nations. The Lord God may be with us until we meet again. Brother Schmidt says, because of baptism, I should ask if today somebody wants to be baptized. Otherwise, we are waiting for the next time. One hand is risen, a second hand went up, a third hand is up. Yes. Pardon? All right. Another hand. A fourth hand. Then, now we go for baptism. And afterward, you can eat something. And then, we wish you all a blessed trip home. Praise, honor, and glory. Let us sing. Now we have to ask that whoever would like to be baptized please come to the front. Whoever wants to be baptized, please come now to the front so that we can pray for you and so that we can commit you to the grace of the Lord. Just stand here. You know the German language? There's another brother. And here's someone. Somebody else? Then we will just pray that God may bless you. You have consecrated your lives to the Lord. You have become believers. You also? You also? You also, sister. You have consecrated your life to the Lord. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, bless our brothers and sisters who make a covenant of a good conscience with you. Bless them, Lord, that they are buried together with you in baptism, as written in Romans chapter 6. That they raise together with you unto a new life, and that they are blessed until they come from believing unto seeing. Once again, we say thank you for your word, and we thank you that you revealed it to us, and that you have written it into our hearts. To you, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory and adoration. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Amen. Very soon, oh how nice.